All right, everyone. Dennis Prager here. Obama administration to instruct schools starting today to accommodate transgender students. Now, I want to be on the record as saying that on the bathroom issue, as opposed to locker rooms and teams, I don't have particularly strong feelings because you are not exposed in bathrooms. All right? So, and it hasn't been an issue yet, and I don't foresee it becoming particularly as such. There are potential dangers. I fully understand that. And I do. But what I resent is the imposition of left-wing values on people the way they do. That's what is so scary. But for the left, of course, it's a completely noble idea, whereas if the right did it, we would be creating a theocracy. See, a secularocracy has no word. The move will affect all public schools and most colleges and universities that receive federal funds. This is the beauty of the left. The government expands, controls more of America because it finances more of America. And every time you are the giver of money, you are the controller of the fate of that individual or institution monetarily and now socially. So they've got us coming and going, the left. The directive comes from two top administration officials, Catherine Lamon, L-H-A-M-O-N, or Lehman, I don't know which one it is, the Assistant Secretary of Education for Civil Rights. Oh, my God. Everything about it is so Orwellian. Secretary of Education. We shouldn't have an education department to begin with. Remember something, too. When bureaucracies grow, they need to do something to justify their existence. So now this woman feels that she has done a great deal of good. And Vinita Gupta, head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. It will put state and local officials and higher education institutions on notice that they risk losing federal education aid if they limit students to areas or teams. That's what people don't realize. Teams based on their gender assigned at birth. Why is that fair to a girls' team to have a guy who has transitioned his identity over to female, but who is taller, more muscular, faster, and so on, and stronger? Why is that fair? Why is the physical completely irrelevant? I've never had an answer to this. If I can choose my gender, which is scientifically determined by chromosomes, but if I can choose my gender, why can't I choose my race? The woman who said that she was African-American, why did they laugh at her? Now, I think it's laughable, but why did the left laugh at her? African-American is a far less scientific term than male or female. And they laugh at us for denying science. It's science to say that I am neither male or female, or that I am a female, or I am a male. Now, I'm not saying that these people should be mocked or even denied it. If a person who works with me, a man, let us say, transitioned physically in particular, and started to take on the appearance of a woman, and asked to be known as a female, then I would honor that fact. I would. But you don't have the government impose that guy, or that former guy, now be allowed to be on the girls' basketball team or go into the girls' locker room at where he is legitimately, of course, allowed to be naked. As opposed to that's why I think the bathroom issue is different from the locker room issue and different from the team issue. But the biggest issue for me has been, and I wrote about this 25 years ago, it is the obliteration of male-female distinctions. And that is happening in the Western world tremendously. And it is the Daily Mail. Half of young women believe that gender isn't fixed. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dennis Prager. And hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. David in Cleveland. You're on the Dennis Prager Show. Hi.
Hi, David. Dennis, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I just got a memo from my university. I felt like I was maybe a 10-year-old. It was telling me how to speak to people that feel they're a different gender. And it was literally using sentences like, instead of saying, John doesn't want to go to the bathroom, he doesn't feel like it, you should say Z.
Oh, you were really? Your university has told you to use Z?
Yes. And honestly, it's scary.
It is scary. No, it is extremely scary. The obliteration of male and female is part of the left's agenda of the obliteration of all distinctions.
Totally.
This is, are you, can I feel funny about saying what university it is?
I feel a little uncomfortable because, as you know, it's a scary world being conservative.
Wow. So they might recognize your voice?
Yeah, maybe. Can I tell you something else real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I was in line at a bar, like last week, and there were people decided they loved announcing it, that there was only going to be one line. And so I got up to the male bathroom, and this girl comes over to me, and she goes, hey, get in the back of the line. This is for whoever wants to use it. What are you, behind the times? And I felt so threatened and so scared.
Wait, I don't follow. You were in line for the men's room?
Yes. It was only me, and there was a big line of women for the women's. So they all decided that, hey, this is a gender neutral, even though the place is totally, there's a men's room, there's a woman's room. And I can't explain the fear that kind of runs through when you feel like everyone's telling you, get in line, buddy.
Oh, so wait a minute. So she led a number of women to go into the men's room?
Yes. And they all said, hey, get with what's going on here. Get to the back of the line.
So were, in fact, a number of women in the men's room when you went in?
Well, it was a one- and two-person kind of thing. It was small.
If it's a one-person thing, I don't care either. I don't think nobody cares.
No, I don't really care.
Because there's no difference then. I think a one-person bathroom, there shouldn't even be men's and women's room.
I agree. But the energy behind it was what was scary.
Yeah, no, I understand. I do, absolutely. I wrote about this 25 years ago. I've mentioned it to you in the course of the 25 years. The obliteration of distinctions is a huge element. The distinction of anything. For example, I can add even to the list. The list I had then was good and evil, because good and evil, they're not fixed. They're a matter of personal opinion. It's ethical relativism. They think they're right, we think we're right, who's to say? The distinction between human and animal. We are all living creatures, and who's to say humans are more valuable than others? This is a major feature of the entire animal rights movement. Male, female, no difference between male and female. It's just an antiquated categorical distinction. No difference between man and God. God is made up in any event, but even if you have one, a man is really God now. There is now, and I'll give you another one that I did not list at the time. There's no difference between an American, for the left, between an American and a non-American. If you believe that there is, and I don't mean inherent difference, obviously there's no inherent difference, but there's no difference between citizen and non-citizen. That's why they're for open borders. There's no reason to preserve an American identity as such. We're all humans. So why would you preserve an American identity? I was on CNN again last night. I'll be on again, by the way, Sunday. And this was, and I'll be on Red Eye and on Fox on Monday night, just in case you get a kick out of seeing me on TV. That's why I mention it. But why I'm mentioning it now is that last night this issue arose. And the very notion of supporting the idea of a barrier at the American border makes you xenophobic. Means that you hate foreigners. Not that you believe that America has a right to maintain a boundary. But after all, if Superman, why did Superman just change his identity from American to citizen of the world? Because this distinction between nations, look, the European Union, they're progressives. They don't like these distinctions. English, French, German, Danish, give me a break. We're just European. And of course, they're not particularly thrilled even with a European distinction. We're just humans. And they're not even thrilled with the human-animal distinction. We're all living beings. Why make a human-animal distinction? Now, you might ask, why does the left hate distinctions? It's a very tough question. I believe in the final analysis because distinctions are a residue of the Judeo-Christian worldview. That's why. God creates distinctions. Good and bad, male and female, animal and human, God and man. And distinctions refer back ultimately to a creator of order in the universe. There is an almost chaotic desire on the left. Order, like rules. Rules bother them. There's no beautiful and ugly. That's another distinction that they have obliterated. Beautiful and ugly. Everything is relative. Everything is personalized. So if you think that you are no sex or the opposite sex, then that's what you are. That's what you objectively are, not just subjectively. And this is not to knock the human being who does have gender dysphoria. It's a tragedy, in my opinion. My heart breaks for these people. We'll be back in a moment. Do you like what you've just heard? If so, please consider subscribing to the full commercial-free podcast. There are other benefits too. You'll get the same stories I get every night from my producer. It's like having your own personal news digest. And you'll have access to my most interesting emails and responses. Go to Pragertopia.com for all the details. That's Pragertopia.com. Or just click on the Pragertopia banner on my website, DennisPrager.com. Thank you.